Substantively, we started a little bit by looking at how the economic crisis has, in fact, had a substantial effect on political situation in the European Union, as well as in countries like the United States, where politics has, on some level, become subjugated to the financial system, whereby political elites are really only articulating one approach to the solution of the financial crisis, which is generally always some form of austerity measures, some form of bailouts for banks, reduction of welfare state, you know, increase in tuition of for students and things like this, rather than looking at the concrete needs and demands of groups of people for housing and education and things like this.